Good morning, it's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9. Don't forget, it is Thursday. It might not be Friday yet, but at least we have a little bit of good news, and that's at 7:30, an all-new Wrong Number Flirting. So don't forget about that. In the meantime, you know, I feel bad for ladies sometimes. It's a struggle that you have to go through on a daily basis.
It's hard being us sometimes.
My girlfriend told me she caught a guy yesterday taking a picture of her booty while she was trying to fill up her freaking Coke when she went to go get a sandwich for lunch.
There's no look of shock on my face because I've heard this so many times. Like, it's like you kind of come to expect it. No offense to you dudes out there, but there's always going to be a creeper. Like, whether you're at the gym or some random place, it's not that shocking anymore, but it's so weird.
So she was grabbing a sandwich for lunch yesterday, and I guess she realized that the guy behind her was taking a picture of her booty. And when it's not like she's even trying to show it off, she had professional business casual clothes on.
She has a very professional job, so
right.
But here's the best part:
he wasn't just taking a normal kind of creepy picture. He tried to do the whole where he was in it pose, where he had his face in it and was
like
pointing,
a selfie, but like her booty's the background.
Yes, in the background. It's like, come on, bro.
Really. Like, what are you going to do with that? Like, send it to your friends and be like, oh my God, it's a real girl. Like, what are you going to... I really don't understand. What's the point of it?
Ladies, when did you catch a guy taking a creep shot of you? Has this happened to you too before, Rachel?
Well, yeah. The first time it happened to me, I was at the Brickyard when I was 18 years old. And these shirtless guys with no teeth were doing it to me. And I never went back to...
Yeah, it makes it even... classes it up a bit.
I know. I was like, well, thank you there.
Good morning, Marquita. Has this happened to you?
Yes, I've had that happen to me too. It was happened to me at gas stations and other places.
That's
where guys try to get a picture of my booty too.
This is what I'm talking about.
How do you handle it? Do you call him out, or you just act like you're just ignoring it?
When it happened the first time, I didn't even notice it. My friend that was with me said something about it after we left the place.
Uh-huh.
I didn't say anything because I didn't know in time.
At the time, right.
It's crazy to me. When I used to work at a gym in the city, I saw and caught guys doing this to girls that work out at the gym.
Oh,
and
really?
It blows my mind.
Do it at the gym all the time. Gym is like creeper central.
Meanwhile, you're just trying to pump your gas,
right.
Mind your own business, and some dude's taking a picture of your booty.
And where is your booty going to end up if he's taking pictures of it?
Right?
Exactly.
I know. I can't wait to tag this on Facebook.
I will definitely watch out for that.
Yeah, you got to be careful of the creeper. But no, before this job, I worked at a gym, and seriously, one guy, remember, he was on the fly machine taking shots of a girl that was on the freaking glute extension across the way. Stop it, bro.
See, this is one thing. Feel lucky, Kyle. Not just because you're a guy and it'll never happen to you, but you have no butt.
I have no butt, so nobody is
going to
be taking a creep shot of my booty.
Ever.
It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.